Now, normally, all of this would be a crisis for the State Department, and they'd be focused on fixing it, right? But officials at the department are a little busy with apparently more pressing matters. For example, the number of women in the Taliban's new government. Yesterday, a statement to The Hill, a State Department spokesperson, expressed concern about the lack of female leadership in Afghanistan's new interim government. Could it be the Taliban doesn't really like women too much, doesn't give them jobs? But I digress. Quote, "We have made clear our expectation that Afghan people deserve an inclusive government." Wow, you talk about a strongly worded statement that'll get everybody's attention. The Biden administration is already familiar with at least some of the new government senior leaders. Why? Because we already caught them on the battlefield and then released them. Remember this? The new Taliban senior officials were Gitmo detainees that former President Obama traded for a traitor.